the Mackey Motors at tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, as we come to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. And Mason, we just got a chance to shake Doug Beer's hands, and Doug, of course, a Kemper grad and one of the assistant coaches for Pella today. So local connection, of course, Doug married to Ann Collison's sister. So, of course, that means that Mac related to Doug, but Mac also going to be facing his cousin today, Emmanuel Deers, a 5'9 senior at Pella. Doesn't play a ton, but you said really good football player from what you understand, right? Is that what you told me on the way down? No, you're shaking your head now?
I know Pella is good in football, but okay. I haven't studied too much in their football program.
That might
have been Casey. Okay. You might be getting me and Casey mixed up there, but...
Kind of a neat story, though, that, you know, you got Carroll coming down here. Matt Collison, a senior. He's going to be playing against, you know, a team here that's coached by his uncle, and he's going to be playing at some point probably against his cousin. Hopefully we see those two match up against each other.
Yeah, but if I'm Max Collison or Max cousin or Mac, I'm going up and guarding him right away. I mean, I'm saying that's my guy. Get out of the way. But, you know, I learned it best when we went down to the Iowa Wolves game, and even last week when we were down here. There's a lot of local flavor. It's a really small state in the sense that, you know, when you come down here, you see so many people that you know or have connections that you know or know you. It's fun to see that even just on the floor itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more you come down, the more people you get to know and stuff. So it's always a lot of fun. Just saw Emmanuel Deers run in front of us here just a moment ago. We'll step away, take a break. We're back with a more pregame coming up next here on Kick 106.7. Carolyn Pella coming up here shortly on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit-cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit-cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit-cup manufacturing. Built strong, backed local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One and Carroll, proud supporters of the Carroll Tigers and this broadcast.
Carroll Tigers come in averaging 64 points per game. Fell at 67 points per game. Tigers give up 55 points per game. The Dutch at 53 points per game. Fell a little bit better shooting team at 48% from the field with Carroll at 43%. It is Carroll shooting 31% from the three-point line and Pella at 32%. Pella definite edge in free throw shooting at 68% to just 60% for the Tigers. Carroll a better rebounding team at 33 rebounds per game to just 32 for Pella. Carroll a little better passing team averaging 14 assists per game to 13 for Pella. The Tigers with 10 steals per game to Pella just 8. The Tigers though turn it over 13 times. Pella just 11 turnovers per game this season. Quarterfinal round again. It was a big win for Ballard in the opening game today, beating Gilbert 70-40. They await the winner of this game, which is coming up shortly here on Kick 106.7.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender Bender, the collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Final couple of minutes here before they announce the starting lineups. Carroll Tigers just coming back out on the floor. And tell you what, we've got a huge crowd. Saw Doug Waniger back here. Of course, saw Pete Ann Collison here today. The legend Lonnie Miller listening back at home because he's working, of course, today. So good to hear from, you know, a legend. We don't get many legends, but Lonnie Miller is a legend, that is for sure.
Yeah, you're making me fill his shoes here. I hope Lonnie knows that, you know, I've heard some
his
of the games.
His shoes too big.
I was going to say, I've heard some of the games that he's done, Lonnie. I don't know if I could fill your shoes with about three of my feet. So
You could put your and my feet in there. We won't make up for the legend that Lonnie Miller. Kill Tigers under head coach Randy Beeson coming in 20-5, went 12-4 in the Raccoon River Conference. They have won four straight, going 4-1 in their last five, beating Sioux Center 58-55, knocking off Seidel 77-51 and beating Perry 77-43 to get into the state tournament. For Pella under head coach Derek Schulte, they come in 21-4, went 9-3 in the Little Hawkeye, also 4-1 in their last five games, having won four in a row. They beat Keokuk 60-47, Washington 76-38, and Fairfield 81-41. Last loss for Carroll, Gilbert 75-72. Last loss for Pella, Dallas Arnold Grimes 74-65. Back with starting lineups next here on Kick 106.7.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find the perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right, I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
It's tournament time. The buzzer beaters, the fast breaks, the big wins. And when it comes to one of life's biggest moves, buying and selling your home, you want a team that knows how to win. That's where Reesburg Realty comes in. At Reesburg Realty, we believe real estate should be exciting, not stressful. Our team makes the process fun, simple, and smooth. From the opening tip, finding the perfect home, to the final buzzer, closing day, we've got your back with expert guidance, clear communication, and a game plan designed just for you.
Back here on the Mackey Motors tailgate, Mason, you've got the numbers of our coaches, two really good coaches squaring off here today.
Yeah, Coach Randy Beeson, I think this is about his 10th year here at Carroll High. He's 148-83 in his career, and they took third in the Raccoon River this year. But when you look at Coach Derek Schulte over for Pella, I mean, they took second in the Little Hawkeye this year, 334 for 141. And I kind of made the point, I go, Randy's a great coach record-wise, but that's elite coach record-wise right there. So, I mean, you're going to have two of the best coaches in probably the state of Iowa going at each other here for Class 3A.
Starting lineups are next here on Check 106.7. Shout-out to former Carroll Tiger great Wade Pettit, who took his teams down here to the state tournament in his high school days as well, as he's tuning in today.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest-raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. Live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Our phone line today brought to you by Game One. Teams across the area gear up with Game One in Carroll. Custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools and organizations online at GameOne.com. Jeff Lankman, Mason Nealon back here with you again on Kick 106.7. Let's take a look at our starting lineup for the Carroll Tigers under head coach Randy Beeson. They'll start a 5'10 senior at Jake Jorgensen, a 6'1 senior in Matt Collison, a 6'5 senior in Jared Moore, a 6'6 senior in Luol Thargiev, and a 6'2 senior in Trey Tassel. Very experienced team, as always, for a head coach at Randy Beeson. And for Pella, under head coach at Derek Schulte, they'll start a 6'1 senior in Harrison Mullins, a 6'5 senior in Jack McGuire, a 6' senior in Michael Manning, a 6'4 senior in David Garner, and a 6'3 senior in Austin Schulte. And Mason, you just said, Pella very athletic means Carroll's going to have a very good defensive game, which they've done pretty much all season long.
Yeah, and that makes Connor's job a little harder taking video because you're not getting the highlight plays. But Carroll's a team that's going to do the dirty work. I mean, they're a team that wants to get down and dirty. They want to get into the thick of it on a defensive end. So that's what they're going to need tonight. They're going to need one of their better defensive games.
Jack McGuire at 6'5", going to be jumping up against Luol Thargiev. That's at 6'6", as we are ready to go. Carroll in their road black uniforms with the orange Carroll in the front and back with the orange numbers and the orange down the side. Pella, of course, in their home white. They've got green Pella with green numbers on the front and the back. And they've got green stripes down the sides as well. Jump ball ready to go. We're ready for action. Class of 3A quarterfinals here on Kick 106.7. And the opening kick going to be controlled by the Carroll Tigers as Jared Moore will come up with it. He'll give it over to Collison. And it'll be a man-to-man for Pella to open up as Carroll's going right to left across your radio dial here in this first half of play. Jake Jorgensen taking a shot in the face that time from Manning. No call. They look to work it into Thargiev. Thargiev's going to be fouled. And that is number one on the 6'4 senior, David Garner, and the first on the Dutch.
And you're seeing it right away, the physicality and the level of defense that's going to be played today. Pella's setting the tone.
Trey Tassel to inbound. Carroll will spread four across. They'll lob it to Moore. Right side, top of the key. Looks in for Thargiev. Nothing there. To Jorgensen in the corner. Back on the left wing to Moore. Brings it over near the right elbow. Gives it off to Collison on the wing. Collison back over to Moore. I think Moore or Tassel's got to be the guys to really jumpstart this offense. Moore is going to fire up a three up top. It's off the rim. No good. And Pella will come down with a rebound with Schulte. He'll bring it ahead. And a man wide open with Mullins. They don't get it to him. And Carroll will open up here in a man-to-man. Circle at left side. They find Schulte underneath. They'll triple team him down in the block. Gets it inside. Nice cut from the free throw line. The shot by Garner is up and good. He's going to draw some contact, and Pella's going to take the early 2-0 lead.
They called it on the floor there, Jeff, but okay. I mean, that I almost thought that it was an and one there as well, but, you know, a nice job of getting to the rim there and trying to get some fouls on Louis down low.
And that is number one on Thargiev. The inbounds pass again comes to Mullins. Mullins will hand it off over on the left side. They work it back up top. Handling the basketball is McGuire. McGuire to Mullins. Over now to Manning. Manning works it up top. Dump pass inside. Stolen away. There's that Carroll defense. Jared Moore with the steal. Tigers will push it ahead. Collison attack. Shot is swatted away at the rim that time by McGuire.
Yeah, and that's athleticism I talked about with Pella. Getting up there and getting a shot off the backboard.
Manning's three from the left side up, no good. Rebound tip, but we're going to get a foul. That's going to go on Austin Schulte, the 6'3 senior, picking up his first here of the ballgame. And that'll be the second against Pella early on. And they are scoreless right now here in the ballgame.
it's important to get those fouls rolling so that the aggression comes off a little bit and you have some more room to breathe on the offensive end.
6:39 to go here in this first quarter. Blake Collison bringing it up, defended out there by Mullins. Works it over to the right side. Got Tassel down in the corner. Penetrates it. Lob pass to Louis for the bounce. Nice set play that time for the Tigers. Collison with the assist to Thargassen. Carroll takes the 2-0 lead.
And that's how you jump start an offense. Get the highlight play. Get your elite playmakers going early.
Manning has it knocked away by Jorgensen on the right wing. Gathers it back in. Brings it back out now outside to that 28-foot line. Out near the half-court line on the right side of the floor. Tigers stay man-to-man. Mullins will bounce it into the hands now of Garner. Garner over to the right side to Mullins. Mullins feeds it inside. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to go against the Tigers. Is that going to go on Collison? That would be number one on him if it is. And that is going to be the call. And that is number one on Matt Collison. Team foul number two on the Tigers. Inbounding the basketball is Manning. Manning gets it into Mullins in the right corner. He'll drive in, gets inside against Stargett. Pump fake, got him up in the air, misses the shot, and the rebound to Jared Moore.
And this is, you know, when you flash back to Carroll's game against DCG, it was kind of over early, but now Carroll's keeping it really close.
Castle drives in on the baseline. He's going to be bumped and fouled. And Mason, we may have two on Austin Schulte. And that is going to be huge. They're one of their leading scorers. The guy that's averaging 17 a game's got two early. He's going to have to go to the bench. That'll bring in Griffin Simpson, a 6'4 junior that averages 8 points. Landon Peterson, great defensive player, checking in for Carroll as well.
Yeah, Landon can shoot the ball really well, but defensively is where he makes his biggest impact.
Collison looking to inbounds, gets it to Moore over on the right wing. Tassel down in the corner. They'll kick it down to Cat Tassel, looking to drive in. Cut off. Good defense that time by Simpson. Back off to Moore. Attacks on the baseline. Ball knocked away. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Harrison Mullins. And it'll stay with Carroll. And actually, that was Jack McGuire, knocking that one away. Collison again to inbound. This time they'll put four kind of across the lane, kind of boxing it up. They get it to Peterson on the right wing. Peterson brings it back out. Now to Moore. Fires up a three left side. Top of the key up and good.
And again, I said, you get the game started by getting your best players going. Louie and Jared, the two ones to score.
What has Tigers been doing well defensively down here?
They're just switching everything, chasing them across the baseline, and they're doing what Jared just did right there, getting your hand on the ball, not making anything easy because they're suffocating them on the passing lanes.
Simpson that time trying to kick it over to Mullins on the left wing. It was tipped out of bounds by Moore. Simpson now inbounds. Gets it up top into the hands of Manning. Manning defended out there by Peterson. Works it now to Garner. Garner down to the left corner. Schulte looking to drive in. Spins on Moore. Pump fake. Kick pass back out. Good moment. Finds Mullins open for three left side. Up and good. And Harrison Mullins averages 8 a game. He will put Pella on the board.
Yeah, and they just moved the ball so well there to be able to get the open shot. Carroll's defense rotated well, but just one step behind as they moved the ball pretty fast.
Jared Moore will bring it up. Works it off of the screen by Thargassen. They try a pick and roll. Nothing there. Now to Tassel. Left corner three up long. And the rebound taken out of there by Garner. Off now to Manning.
Tassel's got to keep his mindset open there. You got to be able to keep shooting as well with the shot like that.
Manning bounced pass down to Simpson in the right corner. Looking to drive. Cut off with the double team by Peterson. Back out to Manning. Peterson will guard. Off into the hands of Garner. Back to Simpson. Bobbles it. Regathers it in. Defended by Tassel. Off his screen. Pick and roll. But knocking that away is Peterson. Into the hands that time of Tassel. Tassel gets it across half court. Now off to Peterson. 4:08 to go first quarter. 5-3 Carroll with the lead. Collison out near the scorer's table with the basketball. They work it to Moore left side, tied for the key. And now over to Peterson left side, up top. Tassel wanted the step back three, nothing there. Now to the right corner to Collison. Collison defended out there by Mullins. They kick pass left corner to Peterson. He'll drive in. Looks to go up for the shot. It's blocked. Garner comes down with a rebound ahead to Schulte. Moore back defensively, and he's able to slot that one out of bounds.
And, you know, we talked about Louis' ability to block shots there. Jared showing that he's just as good of a shot blocker in transition as he goes up there and, I mean, meets one of their best players at his peak and is able to swat it out of bounds.
And that's one there where Schulte made the mistake, went up with the right hand right in front of the defender. You go up left-handed, you get that shot off, and you probably draw contact. Schulte in the lane, reverse layup, it's up and good, and we're tied for the first time here in the ballgame.
Carroll's got to start getting the offense rolling again here. You started the game off hot, but you can't cool off this early.
Collison with it now over to Moore out high on the left side. Moore picks up the dribble near the left side top of the key to Collison on the left wing. Back to Moore on the wing. His left side three up and good.
And Jared, just, I mean, no hesitation shooting the ball right now. That's what you need to see down here. I mean, some players get scared. You cannot be scared down here.
He's got six. Manning looking to attack against Peterson. Now off to Garner. Garner over to the left side to Simpson. Simpson gets to the elbow. Now cuts down the lane. Finger roll up. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Jared Moore. His second ahead now to Schable, who's on the floor. Schable down to Peterson. Corner three long. And we're going to get Garner with the weak side rebound. Talon Crandall also in for Carroll.
Yeah, Carroll, I mean, some of those you just got to move the ball a little bit more. Maybe not the best shot, but love the confidence still in that one.
Schulte attacks, had it knocked away by Jared Moore. It's loose on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will favor Pella. Great defense as he got around Crandall, but Moore there to help. He brought it down and Moore able to tip it away.
Yeah, and even at that, you love the fact that you had three Carroll guys compared to one Pella kid down there fighting for the ball. Randy's got to love that his guys want to be here and want to play tough D.
Austin Schulte back in with two fouls. Keegan Hoekstra, a 6'6 senior, also in for Pella. They get it in inside. Schulte trying to go up. Shot is a block. And the rebound taken out of there by Schable. Good defense again inside by Carroll. Down to Peterson. Back to Moore on the right wing. Tried to shoot before he caught it. Now drives in. Runner off the glass. No good. And the rebound taken down by Schulte. Pella will push. Kick pass over here on the right side. Maddox Smith, who's in the ballgame. Up top. Simpson with it. He'll fire up a three. That one is short. Gets his own rebound. Lost it. It's loose on the floor. Still being tipped around. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to go against Griffin Simpson. And that'll be number one on the 6'4 junior for Pella.
But I tell you what, Jeff, they're given a little bit of leeway, but they're calling the calls that should be fouls there, and that's the important thing. They're being consistent as the officiating crew. Got to give them credit there, and, you know, I want to thank the officials as well for doing the job that they do here today.
Four on Pella so far, two on Carroll. Thargia checks back in, as does Jorgensen. Moore and Peterson will have a seat. Collison will handle that point guard role. Crandall jogs down with him. They'll pick him up with Simpson. Collison at the half-court line. Collison attacks right side, gets all the way to the rim, lays it up and in, held the basket. He'll draw some contact and get himself to the free-throw line.
And I couldn't see the number exactly, and I think that one was
Simpson.
But I was going to say Hoekstra. He turned and ran to his defender, but Collison was chasing him the entire length, went up, and if he turns there, it's a two-on-one with Collison, but you got to turn and know that, you know, the ball's coming to the hoop there, and a nice job of Collison finishing through the
contact.
Can't
ever lose ball. You always got to know where ball's at. Collison knocks down the free throw. Mack, a 67% free throw shooter. Carroll up 11-5 here. That is their largest lead of the ballgame. Just under a minute 50 to go. Schulte on the reverse layup. It's up and good. He's got two buckets. That'll give him four. It's 11-7.
A nice job finishing away from where Louis was. He was on that left block and finishing with the reverse. It's hard to get your hand through the rim.
Collison out high on the left side. He's got Schable down in the corner. Thargiath comes out to set his screen. Simpson goes over top of it. Now to Jorgensen out high right side. Back to Collison. Crandall running the baseline. Now pops out on the right wing. Down to Schable in the corner. Pump fake. Got around the defender. Floater on the way up. Good!
Beautiful touch to just sink it through the net there from Chase Schable.
Top runner on the baseline for Chase. His first bucket, 13-7 Carroll. And it's 10 to go here in the first quarter of play. Schulte now firing up a three. No good. Rebound taken down by Smith for Pella. Brings it out on the wing. Up top. Firing up the three this time and hitting it is McGuire. His first bucket of the ballgame. And that cuts it to a three-point ballgame with 54 seconds to go here in the quarter. 13-9 Carroll. They're going to give him two on that instead of three. Schulte, McGuire just with two. Schable up top feeling it. Three up, no good. Simpson the long rebound. Carroll will get another possession unless they give up an offensive rebound. Schulte attacks, gets Thargiath in the air, counts the basket. That'll be number two on Thargiath. And Schulte picks up his third bucket of the ballgame. He's got a chance to make this a one-point ball game at 13-11, 31.9 remaining in the first quarter.
And you like now that Carroll's going to have this kind of time to get Jared and Trey back into the game, get your playmakers in. I mean, six of your 13 coming from Jared Moore alone. You need him in the ball game so far.
Thargiath and Schable will check out as Tassel and Moore come back onto the floor. Schulte at the free throw line, a 76% free throw shooter on the season. He's got six here so far today.
Looks like Schable being checked out for maybe a finger or something as well, blood-wise.
Free throw up, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Hoekstra. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to go on the Tigers. And Mason, I was looking down. What happened there?
I mean, it was just a tie-up. You looked at it. Hoekstra got the rebound there. They were all fighting for the ball, but, you know, you got a hand intertwined with an arm or something like that there, and just kind of one of those fouls where you're going for the aggressive rebound, just couldn't get it.
That foul going to go on Jake Jorgensen. His first inbounds pass comes left side to Schulte. Schulte into the lane. Jump stop pushed off on Collison, and we're going to get a foul going to go against Carroll. And that's a tough call because Schulte came to a jump stop and then leaned in and led with that off arm pushing off. So that's a tough call to go on the Tigers.
If anything, I would have gone no call there because you go from physicality to physicality. I get it if he wouldn't have leaned in there, but to lean in and push Collison off, you can't draw contact and then, or you can't initiate contact and then be credited when the contact
yeah,
comes
can't
back.
Can't use that off arm. Coach Beeson talking with the official about it right now. First free throw falls. Second one coming up. It's on the way. It is up. Bounces around the rim. No good. And Jared Moore will come up with a rebound. Schulte, one of three at the line, a 76% free throw shooter. Carroll with 18 seconds to go. We'll bring it out to Tassel near the scores table. They'll hold for the final shot here in the quarter. Deers was set to check in. He's going to head back now to the bench because Pella doesn't expect to be able to get him into the ballgame. Collison will drive in underneath the Crandall out to the corner. Left side three up. No good. Offensive rebound. Tassel shot blocked. Moore with the offensive rebound. Shot up. Are they going to count it? They're going to count it. Jared Moore with the offensive rebound and put back to end the first quarter of play. His first two-point basket. And Carroll will take a 15-12 lead into the second quarter when we come back in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Carroll Tigers and this broadcast.
Somebody live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages at Mason, the Carroll student section right behind us. With them leading 15-12, they're making a lot of noise right now.
I think the biggest thing is they got Sam Freely eating barbecue wings over there in a race, so we're going to see if they can get a little momentum there. But I tell you what, Carroll, in that first quarter, a nice job down here. Coach Beeson searching for his first win as a coach down here at Carroll High. So, I mean, his guys are proving that they want to win it just as bad as he does.
How's Sam look like he's doing over there?
Pretty good. Let's see.
And who's going to be the winner? It is going to be Sam Freel, right?
Let's see if they, where they, I think they raised the hand. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, Sam Freel
won it. Sam Freel wins it.
Yeah, Coach Church trying to love it.
How would you do in that?
Nobody's beating me. I'm undefeated. Nobody would beat me. Unless it's hot wings. If it's barbecue, easy. If it's hot wings, I won't participate.
All right, we're stopping at a wing place on the way home.
Let's
you against me. You against me.
I'll video it, too.
Okay. I don't know if you want to challenge this guy in a wing.
I will.
Contest.
I will. We'll get Sorian there to shoot pictures and Connor do video for us.
All right. Sounds good. 15-12, Carroll with the lead. We start the second quarter here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Lankman, Mason Nealon with you. Again, we'll have Kemper Wednesday morning and hopefully Carroll High Wednesday evening if they advance here to take on Ballard.
They currently lead 114-12, so
yes.
I think that they're probably a safe bet.
Yeah.
Up on the board, they got it 114-12, but I'm like, you know, that would be a game.
If they would ever put up 114 and a quarter, I think I would retire.
Well, I guess, guys, I'm taking over the broadcast today, but I think they're waiting to get that fixed.
They're trying to get the scoreboard fixed. The scoreboard here says 114. Now they got it fixed.
And the student section might have chanted scoreboard because they were up by about 102.
Father Collison on the PA, but we need Rove down here running the scoreboard the way it looks.
Oh, yeah. Get him down here and, you know, as the tech director. Some
and
local
now they've got it 13-12.
I'm like, they counted that last basket, though, for Carroll. Did they
Unless
not?
Unless they changed it. Let me look up at Jared's points.
Yeah, they got him at six.
Yeah.
They took that last basket
off.
So they
waved the last basket off. So I don't, to me it looked like he got it off in plenty of time. Collison goes inside to Thargiath. Carroll with the ball. Nice step under move and a layup from Thargiath. That's one of the best moves I've seen out of him this season.
The old dream shake right there.
Yep.
Team Elijah on Louis making it look easy underneath, getting him in the air.
I'm glad you know him. One of the greatest centers that nobody talks about inside is Schulte. He's going to be triple teamed. Kicks it back out. They'll work it now over to Mullins. Right side three. It's up no good. Thargiath up high for the rebound.
And then they're going to transition
Jorgensen
really well.
Jorgensen ahead down to Tassel. Going to be fouled on the play. He went down hard, but he's a tough kid. He is back up. That foul going to go on Harrison Mullins. And that will be number one on him and a quick number one on Pella here in the second quarter.
And Trey almost, it looked like, came down on his face there. And I mean,
yeah,
for a kid that last year didn't do a lot of dribble attack and transition like that, they almost kind of ran what Coach Church used to do at Ballard, where you have your guard leak out and maybe get some transition buckets there. Nice job from Jake Jorgensen. Look it up, though.
Tassel is an outstanding free throw shooter at 82%, and he has gotten so much physically stronger. We noticed that this year. He was kind of known as a three-point shooter early in his career, but he's put in the work to become a better attack-the-rim guy.
Yeah, and it looks like we are Jared's actually bleeding now,
yep,
too. We've had four different Carroll guys go over to the athletic trainers to clean up blood here. So,
yeah,
I mean, Jared's, I don't know if that's a record or something, but,
yeah.
I mean, this is that gives you a kind of a tale of how physical and how aggressive this game has been so far. But, you know, this is something that you got to cherish here for both teams, is
and
you get a little time to not be playing,
yeah,
and catch your breath.
And they're holding the game up here real quick to give Jared a chance to get wrapped and then come right back into the game. So he got wrapped up. And thanks, I think it's the Iowa State staff that might be down here. Maybe it's Methodist that's down here. I know Iowa State does the state wrestling tournament, so we appreciate the medical people that are down here. Tassel made the first free throw. Tigers up 16-12. Second one coming up. It's on the way. It is up. No good. Rebound tipped around. Tassel going to get his own rebound, and he'll bring it back out. Gets it off now to Jorgensen. Jorgensen back to Tassel. Now to Collison out high on the left side. Pella will stay man-to-man. Tassel setting up right corner. You've got Jorgensen down here in the left corner. Moore pops out right side. They'll get it to him. They run Collison off of him. Now to Tassel. Tassel pump fake, dribbles it up top. Penetrates down the left side off of his foot and booted that one out of bounds, and that's going to be a tough turnover for the Carroll Tigers.
Yeah, and with Gary McGill on the bench there, maybe Trey was just trying to say, you know, I could be your next striker with Landon Peterson being their striker right now. But, you know, that's an unfortunate turnover. Nice job to go get the rebound from Trey Tassel, being aggressive there, but now you got to make up for it on the defensive end.
And you're kind of excited. Maybe some soccer coverage coming up for you this spring.
A little sneak peek. We might be doing a couple of games.
Yep, Jack McGuire. We'll see how that works out. Pull-up jumper for McGuire up and good. His second two-point basket. And Pella down 16-14. Mason, I hate to put it this way, but it almost feels like Carroll's got a bigger lead than two. That worries me a little bit with the way they've kind of dominated this game. Collison appeared to be fouled. No call on the play, but Thargiath there to clean it up, the offensive rebound, and put back there up four.
A nice hesitation, though, because he knew that the ball was over the rim. If he touches that a second earlier, that's an offensive goaltending.
And now attacking and going up for the dunk is McGuire. That time just beat Carroll off the perimeter. I don't think they anticipated that attack.
Yeah, and he turned around and started selling to Jake Jorgensen right away. So, I mean, the official's probably going to start maybe calling this game a little tighter than it was even, because you don't want it to get out of hand.
Collison on the right side, knocked away. They're really letting the game get physical here as Garner reached in. Now we're going to get a foul on McGuire, and that is going to be number one on him. They've missed probably, and they're doing a good job, but I think there's been about three pretty good contacted ball, you know, plays that they didn't call here in the second quarter.
Yeah, and I think, you know, sometimes you want that sweet spot of not too many and not too least, but they're going to find it at halftime. The official's going to go in there like players and coaches do as well and kind of figure out what they want to do in the second half.
Lob comes in to Thargiath out on the right side. Now to Moore, left side, top of the key. Collison rolling off a screen. Cuts down the lane. They find Thargiath in the right corner. He'll back in against Garner. Pump fake. Now looks to kick it out. He'll flip it to Moore. 15-footer off the right side. Up, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to be Schulte clearing it for Pella. Ahead now to Simpson. Simpson up the right side to Mullins. Right corner three. That's off the glass. No good. Thargiath with his third rebound gets it to Moore. Ahead now to Tassel. Crandall and Peterson at the scorer's table. Manning at the scorer's table for Pella. Tassel with it, defended by Simpson. Over to Collison. Nice pass inside to Sergio for the two-handed stuff inside.
And that time he puts it over a defender, and he drew the rim all the way down. And you saw the aggression, and you saw the kind of effect of what this game has gotten to.
20-16, Carroll with the lead. 5:10 to go, first half. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Phone lines today brought to you by Culver's. Welcome to Delicious as well. Now Schulte losing the ball, McGuire losing the ball down on the baseline. That Carroll defense is very handy, but they're doing it in a clean way.
And I tell you what, the more and more that Carroll gets these highlight plays and more they get these defensive stops, it's less about more stops at that sense, but they're more frustrated. They're going to force more shots and stuff like that down the kind of timeline of this game, so you just got to keep frustrating them.
Carroll's help side defense has been really good today.
Huge. They're jumping a lot of passing lanes on the help side.
Collison now off to Moore, who tries to drive in. Garner will cut him off. He'll step back now for the three. It's up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Schulte for Pella. Him and McGuire collided. Now Peterson will knock it away from him, and it'll go out of bounds off of Landon Peterson. It'll stay with Pella. 4:43 to go, first half.
Outside of maybe Caden Oswald, Landon Peterson's in that running for one of the better perimeter defenders that we have in our area. I still think Caden Oswald, clear-cut, the best perimeter defender we have, but Landon this year has made a name on the defensive end as a guard.
Yeah, Caden just a bulldog, but I would put Landon right in that same territory. Castle with the steal on the inbound, drives down, layup is up, good, count the basket, and he'll draw some contact on Michael Manning.
Yeah, and that one, Jeff, it was out and then in and then out and then in, and a nice job there of Trey. He changes his pace. I mean, he's not sprinting down, throwing it off the backboard, anticipating contact. He's going slow and making himself known that he's going to go up.
Timeout on the floor called by Pella. We'll step away with him back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Mason Nealon back here with you again. Our phone line brought to you by Feld Fire. We've got you covered. Mason, how has Carroll extended that lead to 6, matching their largest lead of the game?
You've had a couple of chances at and ones, but the biggest thing is just staying patient. They're not forcing a lot of bad shots. They're not, you know, getting out of what their comfort zone is. They're just playing Carroll high basketball.
Trey Tassel at the line, 1-2 today, 82% though on the season. Appreciate everybody joining us here as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Tassel's free throw is up and good. And Mason, I know you always enjoy a little Gatorade as Carroll took their largest lead here of the game.
You lose some of the vocal cords doing some of these games, and you yelling good and all that, and me yelling during the Kemper games hopefully on Wednesday here. You got to have some Gatorade to quench the thirst.
Schulte with it up top, looking to drive. Peterson with great defense again. Cuts him off. Garner now with it in the lane. Spins. They're trying to attack inside. We're going to get a reach-in foul that time against Carroll. It's either Peterson or Crandall, I think, the guilty party. Both of those guys reaching in. And that's going to go on Landon Peterson. And that is going to be number one on the 5'10 senior.
The important thing about getting fouls here is let your coach fight for you. Don't say anything to the officials or anything like that.
And Carroll does a really nice job of that. And now McGuire, his second dunk. He attacked Jared Moore trying to come in from behind to block it, and Moore going to pick up his first. That's a big bucket for Jack McGuire.
And, you know, he kind of reminds me of, size-wise, Jack McCaffrey when he used to play at Iowa West. The green and white kind of reminds me of him as well, but he is a real good attack when he gets to the rim. I mean, he's spinning, he's driving, jumping up as high as he can, but he's going down and he's playing hard because he's throwing down a lot of his dunks here, and you see it after he gets done dunking. I mean, he turns, beats on the chest, talks a little bit to the Carroll guys, but you know, this is the type of games you see down at State.
Second foul against Carroll here in the quarter. Pella with 3. 4:13 to go, first half of play. 23-18 Carroll. Free throw is up, no good, and Talon Crandall with a nice box out comes up with a rebound. And Pella was a good free throw shooting team coming in, Mason, but they have not shot it well, 1-4 today.
Yeah, and that happens down here. I mean, you get bigger crowds and bigger environments.
Collison now backdoor cut by Moore. He goes up and lays it in. Collison, I've got him for four assists in the ballgame.
I almost thought Jared wanted to go up with two hands there and punch it.
Yeah, surprised that he didn't try to dunk that one. Three-point shot up, no good. Foul inside. And they're going to say that it's... Yep, push. I thought when they were pointing at the floor, I thought he was going to say that it was staying near. And that foul going to go against Pella. And I was looking to see who they called that one on. What's that? I thought it was number one, too, because if that's on number one, that's two on him.
Yeah, and that'd be huge because he's their playmaker so far. But I don't see him putting one on him. I think it was on 20, possibly.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking as well. I'm looking up at the board. Yep,
Pella now in a press as well in the backcourt.
Work it back over now into the hands of Collison up top, 3:35 to go. Kick pass over to the right side. Peterson now off to Tassel on the right wing. Tassel drives in. Kick pass over to the left corner. Crandall's three on the way up. No good. Rebound tipped around, and it'll be Schulte coming out of there with it. They work it ahead now to Manning. Three-point shot up top, no good. Jared Moore skying for his fifth rebound here in the ballgame. Carroll will attack down on the right baseline with Tassel. Tries to throw it to Moore. That's going to be tipped out of bounds.
But, yeah, I mean, Pella's gone to a almost a zone kind of press there. They're just letting people sit in different areas and attack the ball, but they're doing a nice job of slowing Carroll down.
So Matt Collison holding it out top. Tigers, as Mason just said, trying to slow this tempo down a little bit. They lead it here 25-18. Ball's folded away, though, by Manning. Aaron's pass. He's out on the break. Had Simpson with him, but is able to scoop that layup. His first bucket of the ballgame, and the lead is down to five at 25-20. But on the other end, Moore shot up no good. Peterson fell over the top of him. Schulte will come up with a rebound. Both guys are okay. Down to Manning in the corner. Pass up top, folded away lane, and Peterson came back late. But comes up with a steal. Now off to Moore, and the layup's good on the other end.
And that was just, I mean, helter-skelter the entire way. Yeah, Landon hitting the floor, sprinting back on defense. But that's what he does. He sprints back on defense and gets stops like that.
Yeah, and the defense didn't anticipate him coming down late. Schulte into the lane. Tough shot in traffic, up in good.
And he makes tough buckets. I mean, he's one of the better rim attackers that I've seen, as Coach Beeson going to call a timeout. But huge possession there from Pella to be able to get that one, because if Carroll comes out of that, I may see Pella call a timeout.
And that one was on McGuire that point instead. Timeout on the floor, 27-22, back in 30 here on Keck 106.7. Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. Online today brought to you by Mackey Motors. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Jeff Lankman and Mason Nealon with you. Tigers up 27-22 late in the first half. Mason, Tigers have never trailed in this one. We've only been tied once. They got off to that quick start.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they're not playing catch-up at all. Pella's trying to play catch-up here, but, I mean, they get a couple of buckets, and then Carroll attacks and gets their own couple. So that's what you got to do here in this first half, just get into halftime with the lead.
Carroll jumped up 5-0. Pella tied it at 5, and then the Tigers went back on a 6-0 run. They've led it by as many as 7 here in the game. Thargiath working inside. Kick pass to Peterson. Jumper in the lane, up in good. Thargiath with the assist. Peterson with his first bucket here in the ballgame.
And Louis is doing a nice job tonight with his feet work. I mean, he's not traveling. He's not picking up the pivot, but he's doing a nice job of just staying still.
His offensive skills have really grown. Backdoor cut by Schulte. Pumpkin got the defender in the air and lays it up and in. He's got 9 here in the ballgame.
Yeah, now for Carroll, I mean, you got a minute 19 to go. Just maintain this lead going into halftime.
Jared Moore up the left side, comes between the legs, brings it up top, ball knocked away, but into the hands of Thargiath. Both teams with two subs at the table. Crandall and Jorgensen for Carroll. Collison over to the right side, picked up by Simpson off the screen. Up top, Peterson fires up a three. It's up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Hoekstra for Pella off to Simpson. Simpson crossover, spins in the lane, gets to the rim. Misses the layup. Jay Schabel will clear his second rebound off to Collison. 47 seconds to go here. First half, 29-24, Carroll. Tigers will take some clock here. There is about 16 seconds difference between the shot and game clock. Collison out high on the right side of the floor near the scores table. Defended out there by Mullins. Collison now works it over to the left side, finds Moore, cuts in the lane, goes up with 10 seconds on the shot clock, and it's up and good.
And that's what you get when you get a guy that's 6'4". I mean, he can go up over smaller guards like he had on him and able to get the sky hook up and in.
Pella now can hold for the final shot. We're going to get a foul against Peterson as they come across the half court, Landon picking up his second. Team foul number 3 on Carroll here in this quarter, so no free throws coming up for Pella.
Carroll going pretty guard heavy here. I mean, you got, I don't know if you give Trey and
Schabel
the forward, but I mean, you got possibly four guards and Jared out there to close this quarter.
Yeah, Schabel, Thargiaft, and Peterson all checking out. Simpson out top with the basketball, going to come off the screen by Schulte. Could have got him for a moving one there. They'll kick it up top. 3-point shot on the way. That one is short. And the rebound, we're going to get out of bounds off of Maddox Smith. And it'll be Carroll basketball. The Tigers will have 1.1 seconds more, so it's, they got a chance to maybe get a dribble, but probably more of a catch and shoot.
But yeah, now you just don't do anything dumb throwing the ball in. Don't throw it to somebody else.
Yep.
Just get the ball in cleanly. If you got to hold it, you got to hold it, but do not force anything bad.
Emmanuel Deers checking into the lineup for the first time, so we'll see if he guards Mack. Nope, he's not going to guard Mack. They'll get the ball inbounds to Crandall, and Crandall just going to let the first half. The horn did not go off, but the clock did run out. It'll be 31-24 Carroll as we head to our Mackey Motors halftime report. Carroll outscoring Pella 16-12 in the second quarter. They outscored them 15-12 in that first quarter of play. Our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Carroll Tigers and this broadcast.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Motors halftime report brought to you by Mackey Motors of the Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. And Mason, thoughts here as the Tigers lead this one 31-24 at the half.
You know, the reason they're up in my mind, if you look at it, the rebounds are similar, the shooting percentage are similar, both teams playing very physical, but Carroll just 2 turnovers, Pella 5, Carroll 4 steals, 1 for Pella. They're winning the 2 most important statistical categories right now outside of points, in my opinion, as, you know, with a game that's this physical and a game that's this close in record and close in all these different things, you have to win the little things.
Were you surprised that Schulte had 2 quick fouls in the first quarter? They sat him for only a couple of minutes, brought him back in, and Carroll wasn't able to get that third on him.
I'm not surprised that he didn't, because Schulte seems like a very smart guy. I mean, he's played 4 years here, so I'm not surprised that he knew you can't be as physical, but I'm surprised in the sense that Carroll didn't attack him more, because he was guarding either Jared Moore or Louis a lot of that time, so I wouldn't have been surprised if they went to Jared Moore or they went to Louis a couple times and said, you know, go try and get the foul. Don't force it, but go try and get it.
Carroll up again, 31-24 here at the halftime. Our phone line today brought to you by Commercial Savings Bank. Proud to sponsor our local teams at the state basketball tournament. Local decisions, personal service every day. Back with more of our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Valdor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit cup manufacturers. Built strong, back local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. because at Game 1, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at Game1.com. Game 1 and Carroll, proud supporters of the Carroll Tigers and this broadcast.
Motors tailgate rolling on here on Kick 106.7. Some of our numbers here in the first half. The Carroll Tigers shot 61.5% from the field in the second quarter. They are shooting right now 48.1% for the game. For Pella, they hit 50% from the field and shot 45.8%, but just shooting 11.1% from beyond the three-point line so far here in the game. So they're struggling from the outside. Carroll at just 20%. They were 2 of 7 from the three-point line in that first quarter. Did not make one in the second quarter. Both teams just 3 offensive rebounds, so neither team getting hurt on the boards. Carroll has forced 5 turnovers. Pella just 2 forced turnovers. So Carroll just 2 turnovers in the first half. So that is a really good number for Carroll. Quickly here, Jake Jorgensen again here in the first half. No official stats for him. Matt Collison ended up with 3 points to go with 5 assists and a rebound. Jared Moore with 12 points to go with 5 rebounds. Law Thargiav with 8 points, 5 rebounds and assists. Trey Tassel with 4 points and 2 steals for Pella. Harrison Dutch with 3 points. Jack McGuire with 12 points to go with 2 rebounds. David Garner with 3 rebounds. And Austin Schulte with 7 points to go with 5 rebounds. Second half coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Don't forget, during today's game, if you're out the state run down here, you can look for the high-speed highlights powered by Western Iowa Networks. You can find them on our CB Sports Network pages for Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. High-speed highlights powered by Western Iowa Networks. Of course, Connor Crabb down here putting those together for us. Jeff Storyhan also in the house. He has taken photos for us, and those will go up on all of the CB Sports Network, Instagram, Facebook, and website as well. And, of course, those are sponsored by Mackey Motors. So again, thanks to all of our sponsors. Phone line today brought to you by Game One. Teams across the area, gear up, with Game One in Carroll. Custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for all the schools and organizations. You can find them online at GameOne.com. Pella with the ball as we start the third quarter of play. Schulte trying to drive in that time was McGuire. His shot up no good. Jared Moore going to clear another rebound for the Tigers.
Huge stop from the Tigers to open the quarter, because now it's almost like you're the one that opens up the quarter with the ball.
So Jake Jorgensen will bring it up. Carroll up here by 7. That is their largest lead of the game. Collison now off to Moore. Back over to Collison. Going to fire up the 3. In and out. No good. Schulte gives the rebound. It'll be taken out of there by Manning for the Dutch. He'll push it ahead, kicks it left side. Schulte attacks down on the baseline, drives in, runs in, and he's going to travel with a mascot ball. But Dargiev took a shot that time. I think it's his stomach that he's holding on to. Yep, it is. Took a hard shot into the stomach that time.
And that time, even when you look at the contact that he drew there, he'd almost look more offensive foul than you would travel sometimes. But a nice call from the official to call something there.
Yeah, 2 turnovers technically for Pella to start this quarter. And now we get a reach in. No call. Jared Moore, a lot of contact, especially out top. So shocked in the way that that wasn't called because he went backwards. He'll gather in the ball. Now fires up a 3 off the left side. Rolls in and out. No good. Schulte will clear the rebound. He'll push it ahead for Pella off to Manning. The inside now to Garner. Garner goes up against Moore and scores. So that is going to be the first bucket here tonight for David Garner.
Yeah, a huge physicality in the second half here. You thought maybe the physicality would go down with some calls, but they're keeping this thing really loose.
And we talked to some of the coaches down here at the Girls State Tournament. They don't mind that you let the kids play and let the kids decide it, but they also complain that at the Girls State Tournament, as we got to travel on Collison, that the game got too physical. You and I kind of said in the 3A championship or 4A championship the other day with Carlisle that it was a low-scoring game. Part of that was just anybody got hacked every time they went up for a shot and there was no calls.
Obviously, you don't want to booster an offense there by calling fouls, but 33-30-something or 39-36, that's a hard game to swallow as a state championship.
Well, especially when there's a lot of contact that just doesn't get called. The Manning's 3 up, no good. I just say this, you let the kids play, but you also got to call fouls when they're fouls. Jared Moore was knocked off of his dribble and knocked backwards here a moment ago and no call.
And
that's a foul.
The biggest thing is protecting the kids. I mean, you're also protecting 14 to 18-year-old teenagers.
It's a safety thing. Absolutely.
Catching elbows and catching bodies and stuff like that.
Collison over to Moore. 3 up, in and out. No good, but Dargiev right there to put it down with a dunk.
Yeah, and Louie, I mean, Coach Beeson yelled at him to sprint back, but huge highlight play there from Louie to just go up off of the break.
And now trying to answer on the other end is Mullins. His shot up, no good. Garner comes down with a weak side rebound. Now throws it off of Collison. It'll stay with Pella. And I'm not saying just because I brought up the Jared one here a moment ago. They've left it play on both sides.
Yeah, Carroll's
gotten
really physical,
consistent.
Too.
It's been consistent that they've allowed it. I just think that they could tone it down just a little.
Yeah, you got to be the authority on the floor.
The inbounds pass comes to Garner. He'll hand it back off to Manning, who backs it out into the scorer's table. 33-26, Carroll with the lead. Manning attacks left side. Now gets it down to McGuire. McGuire looking to drive in. Gets into the lane. Kick out pass to Mullins. Right wing 3 up, no good. Dargiev, but somehow Schulte snuck inside of him as Dargiev got his hands on that. Mason, he tips it in, and the bucket will count for Pella.
Reminds me of Evan Adams getting it thrown off his arm and making it a couple of years ago for Kemper.
Moore with the basketball out high left side. Now to Collison on the wing. Collison rolls to the free throw line. Line drive shot, but it hits nothing but the bottom of the net.
And Mack just plays the game so smooth. I mean, it's just flawless from transition to transition there.
And now we're going to get an offensive foul. Going to go against Pella on the screen. And that one's going to go on at David Garner. That's going to be number 2 on him.
And you see Landon Peterson coming back into the game for Jake Jorgensen. Defensive game plan there, putting Landon back out on the floor to chase some of those guards. But I tell you what, Carroll in this second half have done a really nice job. I can't remember exactly what the score was at half here, but both teams scoring 4 now that I look at it. But, you know, Carroll's just really amped it up. It was, what, 5-2 for turnovers time? They've got 7 in the half now.
Moore will bring it up. 4:55 to go here in the third. Moore off the screen by Dargiev. Attacks the baseline on the right side. Over to Tassel. Left corner. 3 up. No good. Dargiev up high for the rebound. Putback is up and good.
And that's what long arms get you as well. He went back over there like OBJ and grabbed it with one hand.
Dargiev has become such a big part of the offense for Carroll. I think, Mason, he was known as a defensive guy early in the year, but now he's a well-rounded player.
Yeah, he's a lot of the rebounding for offense, dunking. I mean, he just swallows up a lot of that space down there to be able to create stuff.
9-point lead for Carroll, but Mullins with an offensive rebound now off to Simpson, but Dargiev says, not in my house, with the rebound tip into the hands of Manning. They'll get it inside. Mullins shot up, no good. Moore lost the rebound. It's going to be out of bounds to Pella, and it'll stay with the Dutch. score. 12 to go here, third quarter, 37-28. Carroll.
I think Louis was trying to figure out there if he wanted to catch the ball in midair or block it, because he went up with two hands and almost tried to catch it, but then he threw it straight back down, almost like a, you know, two-handed spike.
Lob pass up top to Manning. Over now to McGuire on the left side. McGuire wants to spin down. Double team comes, ball knocked away. He'll go up, draws a lot of contact. He's going to head to the free throw line. And he really likes to get into the lane. Schulte also likes to get into the lane, but will he won't be okay with taking that outside shot.
And I tell you what, for a second there, I thought they weren't going to call anything, but I'm like, you know, even if it's against Carroll, yeah, Louis and Jared both reach in and grab across that, so I'm glad they called something, and I'm hoping that that's kind of the start of, you know, protecting some of the guys out on the floor a little bit more.
McGuire able to knock that one down. That foul on Jared Moore is his second, and that is the first against Carroll here in the third quarter. 4:05 to go, 37-29. Second free throw for McGuire. It is up, bounces around the rim, and falls in. He is 2 of 3 at the line today. 37 now, 30 in favor of Carroll. Collison now over to Peterson out high on the left side. Peterson with it. Finds Collison. Ball knocked into the backcourt that time by Simpson. As Pella trying to stretch out that man-to-man defense of their own. Manning trying to jump the passing lane. They work at the tassel right corner from Peterson. Back over to Collison, left side, top of the key. Comes off a screen. They find Crandall inside on the block. The more ball tipped, stolen away by Simpson on the kickout pass. Simpson now in some trouble. Crandall comes up with his steal. Layup is blocked. But a whistle and a foul going to go on Simpson. Great defense that time by Talon Crandall.
And I tell you what, on that one right there from Talon Crandall, the aggressiveness, and I love it from these type of kids. It doesn't have to be Louie. It doesn't have to be Jake. It doesn't have to be Mac or Landon. Everyone's got to be involved in the defensive end. So you love to see a guy like Talon Crandall go and get a defensive stop.
Crandall is 71% free throw shooter. The thing that jumped out to me was his intelligence in the game. He saw that Carroll was going to double team the dribbler and knew that the dribbler was going to want to get rid of the ball as he hits that first free throw. So what then happened was is he stayed in what would have been the passing lane, and the ball handler didn't realize, anticipated him leaving that passing lane. He didn't, pretty much threw it right to him.
Yeah, and the biggest thing here is if, you know, you can get a 10-point lead, Jeff, you can control the pace, and Carroll is loving the pace that they're playing at right now, the fast, physical pace that they've gone.
Second free throw for Crandall, thuds off at the back of the rim, no good. Schulte will come down with a rebound. He did hit one of two. They work it up top to Simpson, 3:20 to go, third quarter. Carroll up by 8:38-30. They work it back over to the left side to Brandon Horst inside. Schulte is it double-teamed inside. Kick out pass now. And that was McGuire now out to Schulte. Schulte driving in, gets the baseline, feeds it off to Brandon Horst. Randall with the block shot, Castle with a rebound.
And right there again, the same anticipation of Randall knows where the shot is going to go up. And he knows it's going to be behind the head. He goes up like this and rips it back instead of trying to swat down.
Travel going to be called on Carroll. Tassel will check out. Schabel will check in. Still 3:02 to go, third quarter. Again, phone line today brought to you by Culver's. A welcome to Delicious. Of course, our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame, Mason. Any thoughts on that so far? Do you got ideas?
There's plenty so far. I mean, there's a lot, but you'll get to do that duties. I'm going to go interview people in the media room, so go to our YouTube.
Yep, so post-game interviews will be all video interviews, so go to our CB Sports Network YouTube channel to find those video interviews. He'll also paste them out on the Facebook and Twitter pages. Driving in is Simpson. Are they going to wave it off? I think they are. There's an offensive foul, and that should be number 4, I think, on him. And he's going to have to check onto the ballgame. Tegan Hoekstra, a 6'6 senior, going to check into the ballgame. As Starjaff checks back in for Carroll, Crandall will check out.
And guess who is the one that took the charge there? 3 straight defensive possessions where Talon Crandall's the man in charge of being able to get that one. He got a steal, a block, and a charge back to back to back.
Jorgensen over to Moore. They'll break the pressure now to Collison. Back off to Moore. They'll set it up. Moore works it left side to Collison. Collison penetrates down, step back, 3 up, in and out, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Maddox Smith. Smith will run it up right side for Pella. Gets it up, working against Schabel. He's got the size advantage. Now work it to Schulte on the right wing. Schulte penetrates in. Gets in the lane, stops, got himself in a little trouble. Little fadeaway jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound tip long, it'll be Smith with it. Kicks it over into the corner to Hoekstra. Hoekstra defended by Collison, down to the corner on the right side to Smith. Smith into the lane, ball stripped away, but a reach-in foul going to go on Matt Collison. That's going to be number three on him. Team foul number two on the Tigers here in the quarter.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if you sit Mac for a little bit there as, you know, with three fouls.
Timeout on the floor. Carroll up 38-30. We're in the third. 2:07 to go. Back in 30 here on Keck 106.7.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Seven to go, third quarter here. Carroll right now up 38-30. Their largest lead was a little bit ago at 37-28, so they've led it by as many as nine. Hoekstra to inbound. They'll get it in now. Trying to drive in as McGuire gets down to the right block, and he is going to be tied up, and the possession arrow is going to favor Carroll. And I think that was Jake Jorgensen that tied him up.
Yeah, and a huge play there again from Jake. I mean, to get in there and get your hands in there, and instead of fouling, just hold on to the ball because it's a turnover either way.
Collison with it, lobs it now over to Jorgensen. Full court pressure again by Pella. Collison lobs it back over to Jorgensen, left side, gets it up across half court, back out to Collison. Got Schabel down here in the right corner. Thargiaf working his way over to the right block. Collison goes all the way over to the left side. He's coming off his screen now by Thargiaf. Drives in, kick pass over to Schabel. Catch and shoot, three up, in and out, no good. Schulte will clear the rebound, he'll push. Carroll getting back defensively. Smith with it, stolen away by Collison, his first steal. Off now to Thargiaf. Thargiaf that time a runs in, and we're going to get a block call. Going to go on McGuire, and that should be his second.
Yeah, and Louis there playing with fire. I mean, if his feet were set, that could have been Louis' what, third?
Yep.
But, you know, playing with fire either gets you burned or
fourth on Pella here. So Carroll one more, and they'll get a shoot free throw. Still just a minute 29 to go in the quarter. Collison into Jorgensen left side. Jorgensen will back it out. Not a lot of spacing right now with him and Moore. He'll get it off to Moore. Moore defended out there by Gage Brandenhorst. Moore looking to drive, runs into Thargiaf. Kick pass over to the right wing to Collison. Collison defended out there by Smith. Now attacks. They wanted to pick and roll. That was taken away. Up to Schabel. Back over now to Collison. Collison over to Moore on the left wing. Jorgensen in the baseline. He'll run. Kick pass right side to Schabel. Down to Jorgensen in the corner. Looking to get it inside to Thargiaf. Instead, they go to Moore. Three up, no good. Rebound tipped around. And it'll be pulled out of there by Hoekstra for Peloff. Now to Schulte. Under a minute to go.
Carroll just can't get that three-pointer to fall to make it 11.
Three-point shot up, no good, and the long rebound to Jorgensen. Neither team right now shooting the three well.
You know, if you look at it, I mean, 7% and 11%, so this is an ugly three-point shooting game, but the defense is there.
We've seen a lot of that down here. And we give the defenses credit, but a lot of those threes are open.
Yeah, I mean, Jared's wasn't, but the last one for Pella was wide open. You got to make those if you're an elite player.
Collison working it out top. Carroll holding for the final. Well, not quite the final shot. Ball going to be tipped out of bounds. About 10 seconds difference between the shot and game clock. Carroll will have 9 seconds to work with 19.2 here in the quarter. 38-30 again, Carroll. And this has been a fairly low-scoring quarter. Carroll has put 14 on the board, but they've given up just 9. Going to come down to them playing continued good defense in the fourth. Brandenhorst now with the steal. Collison goes to the floor to pick it up as it went down on the floor. And we're going to get a reach-in foul. And I understand that one. Maddox Smith doesn't like it. But he jumped on top of Collison and then reached around him to get the ball. That's clearly a foul.
And that's the IQ of Matt Collison, to dive and put your body on it, because the only way to get to the ball is through you.
Yep.
And that's always a foul.
So Collison will go to the line. That is the fifth team foul. Mac 101 at the line, 67% on the season. Did he get those smarts from mom or dad?
Mom.
Okay. Free throw on the way is up and good.
I'm hoping Pete's sitting a little bit back there, but you know what, though? I mean, Pete's a smart guy as well.
He is. He is. He just has to deal with you and I at work every day.
Is it him dealing with us or us dealing with him?
Yeah, second free throw from Collison is up and good. And Carroll's got their largest lead of the game. You kept saying you wanted it 10, Mason. They've got it at 10.
Because 10's kind of that magic number where you can control the pace a little bit, and you can kind of understand that we're in the driver's seat now. Let's just play a little bit of our ball instead of playing into their strengths a little bit.
Pella will bring it up. Schulte's going to get it up across half court. They'll look to attack here probably with about six to go. He's just going to fire up a three up top. It's up and good. That is a big shot, and excuse me, that is McGuire. His first three. Carroll does not get a shot off, and the quarter will come to an end with Carroll on top here by a score of 40-33. We'll step away, take a break. We're back with the first part of our fourth quarter coming up for you next here on Kick 106.7.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Back here as we get ready for the fourth quarter. Mason, you were just saying during the break, this was everything this game was kind of made out to be. It's been a great game so far.
Yeah, and I mean, it's everything I wanted, especially from a kid that came from Tiger Vision and kind of was here. I was in the student section the last time Carroll was here, literally right behind us. So, you know, that's kind of fun to now be on the other end of it. But Carroll, this is Carroll's type of game. Slow, methodical, drawn out defensive type games.
And speaking of Tiger Vision, we've got one of your former Tiger Vision mates sitting right here to your right.
Yeah, Chloe Mead sitting right here. Yep. We got a bunch of other people in attendance as well from Tiger Vision, but I think Jackson Kerrigan's out there somewhere as well. But
Don't need to mention him.
No. No, but
he job shadows with us, so we like to have a little fun with Jackson.
I told him someday maybe this is me and him. Maybe Carroll's down here and you get two former Carroll kids going at it. But
keep forcing me into retirement.
You said you're going to retire if they score 114, so I'm pulling for it.
In a quarter.
I'm pulling for it.
Okay.
But no, I tell you what, Jeff, this is what state basketball games are meant to be.
It is. Absolutely. Jeff Story on in the house taking photos. Connor Crabb with our high-speed highlights. Again, brought to you by Western Iowa Networks. The photos from Jeff, brought to you by Mackey Motors. Our phone line brought to you by Feldfire. We've got you covered. Pella with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They'll work it over to the right side to Manning. Now off to Mullins. Mullins drives in, gets it to Schulte. Schulte will back it out. They got McGuire left side. Manning goes instead to Garner. Garner now over to Schulte. He just hit the three, looks to attack. Now gets down inside, goes up over Tharjath. The basket does not fall. It sat on the rim for a second. I really thought that was going to go, but third foul on Luol Tharjath.
Yeah, from our angle, it looked like it was good, but the bigger thing is the way that he's so slow with that he goes up, and that's not in a bad way, but, you know, you just kind of go up and fake like you're going to go up and get Louis in the air.
McGuire hits the free throw. The lead is at down to 6 at 40-34. I will tell you, I played a lot of slow motion game when I was there. You talk to my friends, and they'll tell you it drove them nuts. Second free throw up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Garner running through Jared Moore. It's going to go out of bounds, and it is going to be off of Garner. And Garner has been extremely physical in this game.
And I tell you what, it reminds me a lot of my favorite basketball team of all time, the Bad Boys Pistons. I mean, this is what that type of game is being played right now.
Not quite that physical and dirty. There's no Bill
Wayne
out there.
There's no dirty, but physicality-wise.
Jared Moore will work it up, defended out there by Mullins. Excuse me, that's Collison. Collison now over to Jorgensen. Jorgensen back up top. Tassel. Tassel penetrates down the left side, gets to the rim. Shot blocked by Schulte, and Pella will come out of there with the basketball. Schulte on the break. Kick pass right corner. The three on the way. It's up, no good. Tharjath up high. Had the rebound. Lost it. McGuire fighting for it. It's going to go out of bounds off McGuire, and it's going to be it. Carroll basketball.
And McGuire's got to be a little careful here. He's been kind of mouthing off towards the refs when he walks away, but it's nothing against him. I bet he's a great kid, but, you know, at these type of games with this many fans in attendance that can see that and yell that out. You got to be careful what you say.
Castle back to Moore. Jared will bring it up. 30 to go on the shot clock. 6:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Carroll up right now 40-34. Led it by 10 late in the third quarter. That's their largest lead. Jorgensen, and we're going to get an offensive foul. Is that on Thargiaf? That is number 4 on Luol Thargiaf. With the ball bounding right over here by us. And it will be Pella basketball, the chance to cut into this lead, and Talon Crandall now going to have to check in for Thargiaf.
And that opens up the middle. Jared Moore becomes that rim protector now. You take Louis out of it. That allows guys like Jack McGuire and like Austin Schulte to get to the rim and maybe go up and go through some contact, get some and-ones or something like that. So you got to play better defense on the perimeter now if you're Carroll to not allow him to get there.
I've got Thargiaf, 12 points, 5 rebounds so far today. He's been a big part of what they've done. Manning out top, bounces it to Schulte. Schulte spins, fake like he was going back to the left, takes it down to the right baseline, fadeaway jumper, no good. And Jared Moore will clear the rebound for Carroll.
McGuire's
defense
kind of
that time by Moore.
McGuire's trying to take over, and, you know, something that Tom Peterson said before their game with GTRA.
Steal by Manning out top. He's on the break. The Euro step makes the layup. I thought it was going to bounce out, but it falls down through. We're going to get a timeout by Carroll. It's a 6-0 run from late in the third here into the fourth quarter. The Tigers' lead is at down to 4. We'll step away, take a break. We're back right after this on Kick 106.7.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Tigers, a lead is at down to 4. Mason, what has flipped here that's allowed Pella to kind of crawl right back into this game?
I mean, this press that they've got going, slowing down Carroll's offense, but they're just playing like they want to win. There was a couple of times there where they just came out slow and kind of didn't get what they wanted going right away.
Inbounds to Tassel, defended by Schulte. They'll double-team. Now gets it ahead to Jorgensen. Off to Moore. They've got numbers. They'll attack underneath to Crandall. Garner blocks the shot, and the rebound taken down by McGuire. McGuire will get it up across half court. Looks to work off the screen by Garner. Great defense by Moore. Up top to Manning. Now to Garner on the left elbow. Garner out to Schulte over to the right side to Mullins. And now the ball going to be a foul from behind on Jake Jorgensen. Mason, we've been talking about them needing to call the game tighter. They've done that here all of a sudden in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but for me, I'm like, you know, you let them have it in the third quarter, but now in the fourth quarter, that's when you make fans a little upset, and that's where you're going to hear the groaning and the moaning. And
you want it consistent.
Yeah, because if you call it in the fourth quarter and not the third, that's where you're going to hear a lot of that backlash.
Three fouls already in Carroll in this quarter, so Pella will have a chance maybe to go to the free throw line. Collison tipping that ball away before they could get it to Manning after the inbound. 5:44 left in regulation. 40-36 in favor of Carroll. Jeff Blankman, Mason Nealon with you here on this Monday afternoon. We'll be back down with Mason and Doug Laniger having the Kipper game. I'll have the Carroll game with Mason on Wednesday night if the Tigers hold on here. All post-game interviews again will be video interviews on the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. Mullins off to Garner. Garner looking to drive. Spins in the lane on Crandall. Shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound taken out of there, and McGuire's going to put it back up and in. And right now, Pella's been the more aggressive team.
Yeah, and Carroll's got to find that zone again here. Whether, like when I see Louis get off the bench here, I was going to say, whether you bring Louis back in or not, you got to get something going.
Jared Moore way out by the scorer's table. Tassel will run the baseline. They'll put him in the left corner. Jared looking to drive, comes off the screen, and there's going to be that reach-in call that we've been kind of wondering all game where it's at on David Garner. That's number 3 on him, number 1 on Pella here in the quarter.
Yeah, and you saw that. Now, I mean, 3-0, to start a fourth quarter in a state game, you're going to find fouls eventually here if you're Pella. But, you know, now with Crandall coming to the bench, Louis is out there.
And he's got to be smart. Yeah. He's got four fouls. He can't be aggressive on block shots right now.
Yeah, and even driving. I mean, you can't get charges. You can't afford them.
All knocked away, but it'll be picked up by Castle. Over to Peterson. Now to Moore on the right wing. Moore. Pass knocked away, and we're going to get a foul on Schulte. And all of a sudden, foul on McGuire. That's number three on him. I don't know why I keep getting McGuire and Schulte mixed up. I know the difference between them. But Castle to inbound on the baseline. Team foul number two on Bella. Castle to inbound. Lobs it in now to Moore out high on the right side. Bounce pass into Sargeant. Sargeant's going to be double-teamed, and Mullins comes up with the steal.
Somebody's going to call Wolf on that. That's not Louis' fault when he's trying to make a play, but you got to call Wolf.
Yeah, he's facing him. I'm not disagreeing with you, but he's facing him. Mullins drives in, shot blocked. Peterson coming down with a rebound for Carroll. The Tigers will push it ahead with Collison looking to drive in, gets to the rim. Shot up, no good. Schulte clears the rebound. Sargeant was lucky there. There was some contact on that rebound. Schulte will bring it up. Pella a chance to take the lead. Spins, goes up, right hook, jump up. And it's a 10-0 run right now for Pella. And falling down, Carroll is yet to score in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 40-40, our second tie.
And now we got to see what Carroll's made of. This is where your senior leaders need to take over.
Collison out high on the top of the key near the half-court circle. 4:05 to go. How much longer before Randy calls another timeout? We'll see after this possession. More attack, and we're going to get a reach in on Schulte. That's a good call. On McGuire. He's now got four. I'm surprised that he reached in on that.
Yeah, and he went up physical on that, and that's a shooting foul, and he's out of the game. He's got 22 of the 40. Over half of the production comes from McGuire. And for him to go on the bench, huge for Carroll.
With 3:59 to go, that was not a smart foul.
Yeah, no, that was not at all.
To Peterson, now off to Thargiath, over to Moore. Moore with it. Back over to Tassel, right wing three. Good!
And that's what you need. Senior leader Trey Tassel had not made a three-pointer coming into that possession there. Knocks it down.
Carroll up here, 43-40. Pella with the basketball. McGuire now looking to drive in. Kick pass over to the corner. They'll get it to Simpson. Simpson back to Schulte. Schulte drives in, leaves it underneath, and the layup is up and good for Hoekstra, his first bucket of the ballgame, and the lead is one.
Smart of Louis off. He jumped, but he put his hands up, and he said, I'm not gonna go up.
Allison bringing up, bumped in, fouled by Mullins. That is going to be number two on him. More importantly, that's four straight on Pella. One more, and Carroll shoots free throws the rest of the way.
Yeah, now I'm attacking. I'm full attack mode here to try and get somebody. Not Louis. Do not have Louis do it, but have Jared, have Mac. Not even Mac either. I'd have Jared or I'd have Trey.
And McGuire going to come back into the ballgame. Who is he checking in for? He's going to check in for Mullins. I attack him immediately.
Get the ball to Jared Moore. He only has two fouls. You can afford a charge. Attack McGuire the second he gets into this game.
And they do get it to Moore. McGuire will defend. Moore's going to attack. Spins. The easy layup is up and good. And smart play that time by Jared Moore.
Beautiful touch from Jared Moore with the left hand there. Sometimes some kids get a little frivolous with the left hand and can't make it, but he just barely scoops it in.
45-42. You talking about yourself there, Mason. Schulte fires up a jumper right side short, and the rebound taken down by Collison.
I would get the ball back to Jared Moore instantly
Absolutely. I would be all Jared Moore attacking into McGuire until they put somebody else on him. He's pointing over at the bench going, I've got four, and now they're going to switch and put Schulte on him. And Schulte's got just two here in the ballgame. Carroll going to go into that kind of that North Carolina four that they are known for under Andy Beeson.
Yeah, and it used to be more lethal when there was no shot clock, but nowadays you can't waste 2.5 minutes.
Shot clock down to five. They get it to Moore, free throw line. Attack it again. Schulte gets to the rim. Shot up. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Hoekstra.
Still a three-point lead. You're up a possession. At max, maybe go down one with an and-one three, but you just got to play smart defense.
Manning to bring it up. Peterson out there defensively, and we're going to get a timeout called by Pella. 2:14 left, and at 45-42, Carroll will step away, take a break. We're back right after this quick timeout here on Kick 106.7.
New Way Auto Group. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
It's tournament time. The buzzer beaters, the fast breaks, the big wins. And when it comes to one of life's biggest moves, buying and selling your home, you want a team that knows how to win. That's where Reesburg Realty comes in. At Reesburg Realty, we believe real estate should be exciting, not stressful. Our team makes the process fun, simple, and smooth. From the opening tip, finding the perfect home, to the final buzzer, closing day, we've got your back with expert guidance, clear communication, and a game plan designed just for you.
Carroll up by three, and there's the strip. Peterson coming up with the loose basketball off the third jab, and the layup falls off the rim. Hoekstra with the rebound. And 1:50 to go here. Tigers up by three.
That's a huge miss. I mean, that would have put you up by two possessions.
Schulte looks for three on the other end. No good. Rebound taken down, and then the layup is up and good. As Moore fell down, so Simpson, a wide open run to the hoop, so you're able to lay it up and in. Another timeout on the floor here. Minute 40 left in this one. We'll step away, take a break. We're back right after this on Kick 106.7.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Easily handling the pressure that time by Pallet. Tigers with it. Minute 25 to go. 20 on the shot clock. Up by one. 45-44. Jared Moore defended out there again by McGuire, who's playing with those four fouls. Collison looking to drive. Comes off the screen. Kick pass up to Moore. Moore driving in. Cut off of the free throw line. Out to Collison. Three in and out. No good. Schulte will clear the rebound. Pella a chance to take their first lead. Manning up the left side. Down to the corner to Hoekstra. Back off to Manning. Can Carroll come up with a big stop here? Manning defended by Peterson. Looks to drive. Gets in the lane. Pull-up jumper. In and out. No good. Schulte the rebound. Putback is up and good. And that's McGuire again. Excuse me. And we've got the first lead of the game for Pella at 46-45.
Yeah, that was a huge one there. But if Collison makes that, this game's completely flipped on its head. But time to go to work now.
Timeout on the floor called by Carroll. Back right after this on Kick 106.7.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Carroll Tigers and this broadcast.
Today brought to you by Game One. Teams across the area gear up with Game One in Carroll. Got custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools and organizations online at GameOne.com. Jeff Blankman, Mason Nealon. Carroll down here, 46-45. Tigers with the basketball. 40 seconds left. Collison with it out top. Defended out there right now by Simpson. Picks up the dribble. Gets it to Moore. Moore down the lane. Scoop shot. Good. Count the basket. He's hurt on the play, but he's going to go to the free throw line as he landed on the hand, but he's a tough kid. He's going to get up and go shoot free throws.
And that's the fifth foul on Pella. You go up one. You make this free throw. Go get a stop. What a play from your senior leader. I told you in the timeout, you go to Trey Tassel or you go to Jared Moore. Jared Moore right there making probably the biggest play of his career at Carroll High School in a state game to be able to go up there over three defenders, Jeff, hang up and get the layup to go, count the basket, head to the line.
He's got 16. He's at the line. Has not attempted one today, 60% on the season. The lead is just one. 37 seconds left or 31 seconds left. Moore will hit the free throw. Tigers up here 48-46. Pella can hold for the final shot. They're going to call a quick timeout. Peterson almost came up with the steal, but it'll be a timeout on the floor. 48-46. Let's reset the game situation right now. Carroll's got two timeouts left. Pella is out of timeout, so if they struggle to get the ball in bounds here, they don't have a timeout. Foul situation, Pella 5. Carroll has a foul to give with just 3. So, Mason, if I'm them, I foul here if I have to. The possession error favors the Carroll Tigers.
And if you're going to foul, you have to make sure that they're not in the motion of shooting, because there's a lot of guys that like to pump fake and catch the ball, and if they know you're going to foul them, they'll shoot, and they'll try and get a three-pointer out of it. But I tell you what, Jeff, one stop, and Carroll might be in the driver's seat once again.
And if I'm on Pella, I don't do what St. Elbert did in the girls. I don't hold for the final shot here. I try to score as quick as I can. And if I don't score, I have time to foul and maybe get another possession out of this. The other day we were down here with St. Albert, and was it the finals?
No, it was St. Albert and Noah Fonda.
Yeah, and they held for the final shot and turned it over with no time really left in the ballgame.
They fouled with like 1 second left when they were down by three, and I'm like, you're down three, you need a shot. Right, you're down two,
yep.
You don't need the three. I get it if you take it because, you know, you're at state, you want that moment, but you gotta look past the moment here, Jeff. You tell me this all the time, it's not always the highlight play, that's the right play. Right, yep. Now, go to the basket, maybe get fouls, get the and one.
McGuire and Schulte, probably the two guys to worry about. Simpson's got the inbound. Collison will defend. Will Carroll use that foul? Schulte looking to drive. Cut off at the free throw line. Ball knocked away, and we're going to get that foul on Carroll, and that's going to go on Trey Tassel.
And Coach Beeson and every single one of those Carroll guys right there.
Yep.
It's not going to hurt you. You're not going, yep, to the line, but, you know, they wanted that to be the steal because they would have had a fast break layup coming,
yep,
on the way.
David Garner going to check into the ballgame. That one on Tassel, just his first. But again, just team foul number 4. So no free throws coming up. Garner going to check into the ballgame for Mullins.
Biggest thing here, Jeff, would be if McGuire's driving, set your feet and maybe take a charge. Have him foul out of the game. Don't try and contest and get an and one.
They'll box it up around the lane. Manning looking to inbound. They're setting some screens. Wanted Schulte inside, or McGuire inside. Now off to Schulte. Back to Simpson. He's going to attack. Bounce pass. He throws it away as there was nobody there. It's going to be Carroll basketball with 10.3 seconds left. Somebody, I think, was supposed to cut, and nobody did.
You have to get the ball inbounds. Just,
yep,
get the ball inbounds.
Carroll does have two timeouts left.
And if you're Coach Beeson, if you're Jared Moore, you got to know if there's 4 seconds, you're screaming timeout.
Yep.
But you take Louie out of the game here to give yourself some speed and some size out there with Talon Crandall, but get the ball in clean.
And Carroll bringing in free throw shooters. Thargiaf will check out. They've got Talon Crandall. They're going to go deep. They've got Castle out in front of everybody. He's going to be grabbed and fouled. That could be called an intentional because they won't call it, but he was running out in front of him, and they just reached from behind and grabbed him. By the state of the law, that's actually the rule. That's technically an intentional foul.
And I tell you what, Jeff, Jared looked at Trey and goes like this, and he just went like that, yep. And he said, you know what? I'm going to take the chance.
You got to tell the people listening what you said because they can't see your finger.
Jared takes his finger, one finger, and points down the court and is shaking it. Go, go, go. Throw the ball over the top, and you get it there. If he makes this free throw, it's one stop, and it's Carroll's game to win.
Castle made the first. He is 3 of 4 at the line. 8.3 seconds remaining. He makes this. It's a two-possession ball game.
No timeouts either for Pella.
Castle's second free throw coming up. It is up. Good. Nothing but the bottom of the net. And we get a substitution for Pella. And that's how they'll stop the clock here for just a second. And Carroll looks like they'll play Wednesday night against conference foe in Ballard.
And it looks like you and I are going to have almost a doubleheader of basketball. Just separate a little bit here. But full court press, I love it from Carroll.
Yep,
I love it.
Smart decision, Coach Beeson. One of the best in the business.
No fouls here either with you're at four.
They get it into Manning, back to Schulte. Schulte's going to attack. Carroll's just going to... Well, Peterson reaches in, strips it away. And that now the ball knocks out of bounds. It'll stay with Pella with 1.3 seconds left. I'm surprised. It's four steals. I'm surprised that Landon, that was a three-point shot. He strips it away as he's going up for a three. You get called for a foul there. He gets three free throws.
But I tell you what, they didn't even see it.
Turnaround shot by Simpson off the glass and good. But that is going to do it. The Carroll Tigers are going to win it here. If they give him the bucket, they do. Carroll will win it here today by a 50-49. Our Mackey Motors tailgate's coming up next here on Cat 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Carroll Tigers and this broadcast.
Bruner
Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackey Motors tailgate here on Keck 106.17. Folks, again, all interviews are going to be video interviews. Mason back in the interview room already. He'll await all of the Carroll Tigers and Coach Beeson to come in. They'll get video interviews with all of them and get them posted to our CB Sports Network YouTube website, Facebook, and Twitter pages as quickly as he can. I'll get the Brink's Exterior Sports Report typed up as well as the Tigers win here today. 50-49 over Pella. They advance into the semifinals Friday, where they are going to be taking on, Wednesday, where they are going to be taking on Ballard, two Raccoon River Conference teams. We got 5 minutes to wrap up postgame. That included the commercial break. We've got to move for the next radio groups to move in. So I'm going to do this real quick here. Again, Pella went up 46-45 late. Jared Moore then scored to put Carroll up 47-46, hit the free throw to make it 48-46. Trey Tassel gets fouled and hits two free throws late to make it 50-46. Pella banks in a three-pointer at the buzzer. It didn't matter. Tigers win it here 50-49. We had two ties. They came at 40 and at 5. We had two lead changes. Pella going up 46-45. Carroll going up 47-46. Our Culver's player of the game here today, it is Jared Moore of the Carroll Tigers. Again, Jared finishing up with 17 points in the day, but had a huge play there at the end. I want to thank a couple more of our phone line sponsors, Mackey Motors, Together Let's Drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City, and Commercial Savings Bank, proud to sponsor our local teams at the state basketball tournament, Local Decisions Personal Service every day. So thanks again to our phone line sponsors and all of our sponsors down here at the state tournament. Carroll, back in action coming up on Wednesday. The Tigers will take on Ballard. They beat Pella today by a final of 50-49. Mason Nealon again, video interviews with all of the Carroll players and coaches that come to the interview room here at the state tournament. That's going to wrap up our coverage. Carroll winning it again today by a final of 50-49. Have a great afternoon, everybody.